Blog Talk Radio.
It's
so much I want to say. I'm past it, and I want to tell you what some of my ideas are and what I want to do, and, you know, and have the people engage in it if they want to do this too. But I just want to share these things with you, and I'm not sad at all. I'm not sad for me. I'm sad for others because I know completely what's going on, you know, and it's a shame that many, many don't. But the numbers was a bunch of crap. I also want to tell you all this. When the numbers came in, everybody's race came in except mine and this woman that I ran against. It was an hour and a half before they even showed the numbers with us. Then all of a sudden they pop on the screen. First it said 21% me and 79% her, then it went to 90 and all this other stuff, right? And just out of nowhere, you know, not even the way the number was coming in for everybody, it was 1% vote, reporting. It was 38% popped up for me, but it was an hour and a half. People were calling me like, where's yours, where's yours? But it's real, real funny because that happened before in the primary with the same candidate and the other person that she ran against. Now, electoral fraud is illegal interference with the process of an election. Acts of fraud affects vote counts to bring about an election result, whether by increasing the voter share of a favorite candidate or depressing the vote share of the rival candidate or both, also called voter fraud. The mechanisms involved include illegal voter registration, intimidation at polls, and improper vote counting. Improper vote counting. Now, let's talk about some of these different aspects of electoral fraud. And let me point out the fact that Milwaukee is number one segregated in the city. There's number two highest police misconduct. We have sham prosecution. We have segregation, hyper-segregation to a degree that you would not believe. Injustice is left and right, and we have no formal mechanism to detect these discriminations. So Milwaukee is completely black in Mississippi, Katrina the hurricane in a human form. Okay, misrecording of votes. Many elections feature multiple opportunities for unscrupulous officials or so-called helpers to record an elected vote differently from their intentions. Voters who require assistance to cast their votes are particularly vulnerable to having their votes stolen in this way. This is similar to the misuse of proxy votes. However, in this case, the voter will be under the impression that they have voted with the assistance of the other person having them than other people voting on their behalf. That's one way, misrecording the votes in front of the people. Like, you know, you go to the poll and they don't come out right, and the people are like, let me see, they ain't supposed to do that. I saw that left and right. I also got calls where people said they wasn't even allowed to vote after three tries and you can't, you know, suppress the vote. I got calls where people told me they put me in and the ballot kept spitting out. You know, it's just a number of different things. But let me go on. Misuse of proxy votes. Where votes are recorded through electronic or mechanical means, the voting machinery may be altered so that a vote intended for one candidate is recorded for another. Proxy voting is particularly vulnerable to election fraud due to the amount of trust placed in person. Now listen to this, because they kept telling the people to vote absentee, and remember, absentee votes, they don't count them like that, you know. They told them to vote absentee. They encourage the people to vote absentee. Well, there is a proxy fraud, voting fraud, in which they focus on retirement homes or senior citizens or those who are absentee voter forms. When the forms are signed and gathered, they are then secretly rewritten as applications for proxy votes, naming party activists or their friends and relatives as the proxy. These people, unknown to the voter, then cast a vote for the party of their choice. This trick relies heavily on elderly home care people and those who are unable to go out. This is a heavy vote. This is electoral fraud. Destruction or invalidation of ballots. One of the simplest methods of electoral fraud is to simply destroy ballots for the wrong candidate or party. This is usually in functioning democracies as it is difficult to do without attracting attention. However, in a very close race, it is possible to destroy a number of ballots paper without detection, thereby changing the overall result. Means of electoral fraud through electronic voting machines. Many methods of fraud using voting machines are simply variations of the general methods listed above, saying that tampering with the software of a voting machine to add malicious code and alter vote totals to favor a particular candidate. A demonstration of this can be done on a Premier Election Solutions, formerly known as the Diboll Election System. It was conducted with the Center for Information Technology Policy at the Princeton University, and it demonstrated how the voting system machine can alter a large number of votes. Tampering with the hardware of the voting machine also alters votes favorable to any candidate that is programmed to tamper for. Intentional misconfiguration of the ballot is designed to misidentify a candidate party. Serious abusing the administrative access to the machine by election officials also is a way that votes are tampered with. You know, and believe me, you know, this is Milwaukee. Let's not forget that. Milwaukee, Wisconsin has a black eye. And I ran a race in which I exposed a number of different injustices and corruption in this city. My opponent remained quiet, would not, she was just very, very comfortable. You know, so with that being said, there are several options. I could box her in and do a recall. She has to be first, you know, sitting in office for a while. And that way, with that recall, you know, she doesn't have that whole so-called Democrat thing that was going on. No one literally voted for her. They voted straight party. But at the same time, it doesn't add up, because if you look at the situation, hey, Issa, 2004, if you look at the situation, and my guess, if you have Republicans who vote straight party, or who vote down the line and don't vote for her, that would be me. And then you had several things that was going on that day. You had people saying you can vote straight down the line, still vote independent. People called and said they did that. And then you had election. Then you had people say no, you can't. Then you had people say, well, if you do that, it automatically votes for the independent. But nevertheless, y'all, that was a bunch of bull crap. And don't believe the hype about that. What I'm going to do is several things. You know, there are a number of elections coming up, and I have spoke with the Government Accountability Board, because certain things you can't say if you have not just registered for them elections. So I want y'all to know this. I can't say this. What I'm going to do, you know, yeah, I know. I'm going to talk about that too. But you know what? I really want to go into that. But what I want to do is that I am going to run a race twice. I'm going to run in two races at one time. I want to show you all some things. I'm going to simultaneously run two races at one time. Next up, I'm going to run in two races at one time. I'm also going to have that investigated with what that poll worker said, because that's election fraud. And I don't trust the DA office. You know, the system in Milwaukee is clearly corrupt. And in fact, if that happened, that my opponent should not have been on that ballot. And that is a voter manipulation, you know, and it's easy to manipulate the vote. You know, no one, she couldn't even get 15,000 people to verbally say they support her, you know. And it's almost comical, but then it's not. It's serious. And also, one of her cronies, when I went out to the Get Out and Vote rally, I was sitting down talking to this one brother who had just got out of prison. He was telling me some things about how they took the ID, they stripped the ID program from them. And so this one hussy named Lena Taylor, who's purportedly a senator, you know, actually had the nerve to come in my face. And, like, you know, like she was feeling froggy, like she wanted to leave, and, you know, was saying some things, and then came down to, oh, so when you lose, ooh, and I just told her, like, and if I lose, I'm going to come run against you. And sure enough, I think y'all going to see that. But, and also at that time, my opponent was there and her family and whoever else, and I'm just, you know, constantly thinking about that, the audacity that this hussy, for lack of a better word, had to come in my face. You know, I'm just saying, it was really it really really gives me food for thought, you know, because it's really crazy with a lot of things that was going on. A lot of things that I was encountering with people telling me about other situations in which Cox affiliations have done things behind the scenes, you know. And so, you know, this is what I want to say as it relates to that. With the Republicans are going to really give Obama hell, you know, I want to read you all something first. And let's just talk about this. You have, first, before I read it, you have Sarah Palin, and this Tea Party. They are disappointed with the way that the Republicans acted, so they branched out. And with that being said, I want to read you all an article and then go into what I have a response to the Tea Party, and it's going to take a collective effort from us if you all really want to do this, because I'm down for it. This is entitled How Democrats Play Politics with Our Community. It's that time of year again where people come knocking on black folks' doors, this is what the article says, and we haven't seen our community for the past 2 years asking for our votes. So it goes down to say, it seems like we always find ourselves having to come in and save the day and get out and vote so that the Tea Party or the conservatives or whoever else will not take over Congress. You know, and then it goes into, no matter what you think or how you disagree with the critics of the Tea Party and their actions, they know how to play politics. In fact, we give them attention right now because we have to. And given that we are much larger than Tea Party will ever be, why are we giving them attention? Again, because they know how to play the game. The black community is an electoral booty call. They hit us up when they need us, and then we don't hear from them again until they want something else. And make no mistake about it, we empower them to do so. The art of playing politics is not folding into one party or another just because you feel like you represent the lesser of two evils. So you know what? And I read that to say this. You have to really give the Tea Party their props. Because they took a situation. And tonight, I'm very serious. I want to respond to the Tea Party with our G's party. And with our G's party, are the good party. I'm saying that we, too, are being taken for granted by the so-called Democratic Party. And I want to do, and anybody can, you heard about the rent is too damn high party or whatever else. While I'm debating if I want to do a recall and I'm going to get into these other elections or what have you, but it's necessary that we branch off. Whoever, you know, whatever color, when you're sick and tired of, you know, what happened with the election here. They went and bombarded people, gave them misinformation, told them to vote straight party line. It was almost like gerrymandering, you know, electoral gerrymandering, where they use a manipulation process to discriminate against a group. And I ran as an independent. That means there is no party for an independent, you know? Yeah. But with the G, though. So we should have our own party, like the Tea Party, in response to not being the puppets that the Democrats want from these people. There's a lot of people that didn't vote because they pissed off about the Democrats. They stayed home. There's a lot of people that's not going to even see these so-called Democrats, you know, that came knocking on the door. So I want to register a party, and how we do this, I believe 1% of the electoral registered voters, and then every 50 states, I have to, with these electoral voters, we do affidavits, and we register with every state election board in the 50 states. So that means I'm going to need help with other you know, people that want to do this in those states, you know, giving me your state election board number or what have you, or however you want to assist. And we can start this party called the Not Your Puppet Party. You know, we're not going to be pulled by strings. You know, we're not going to the that electoral booty call, and will be on the ballot. See, you see these party lines, they are important. You know, a number of people was like, you know, you should have just went Republican, or you should have went Democrat straight ahead up with her, you know, or do the recall and go Democrat, whatever. But I didn't want to be a Democrat, you know, because just the history of what I learned. And a lot of people don't know a lot of things, you know, but, and I don't know if you all know that, but, and I'm not trying to rain on nobody's parade, but I'm just saying that fact checking, you know, we have to do fact checks. And I'm not saying this, what I'm about to tell you, just to, like, you know, hate on a party or whatever, because it's deeper than that. You know, you have less than 1% of the population controlling almost 98% of the wealth, and it has nothing to do with voting. So, and then check this out. As far as the Federal Reserve, you know, here it is. You got a private group that has nothing to do with the government, and we're using their money, and there's nothing back in their money, but the government is using these dollars as money. I mean, if you really think about it, what's going on? So I had a conversation about that today. Less than 1% of the people control the wealth, and that has nothing to do with voting. And yet, the more we vote, you're not even getting, you know, the conditions aren't getting better. You know, they're not getting better at all. And the reason why, you know, I did vote Democratic my first time I voted for Obama. I believed in that stuff, that hype and all that other stuff, you know, because I was naive to believe. And, you know, I guess it was easy to deceive. But at the same time, looking at that, when things don't go a certain way, it makes you think, like, who are these people? And I found out, like, the history of the Democrats, you know, and the lynching and the condoning of lynching and, you know, how they really wasn't for the people in the beginning and, you know, just a number of different things that I've read personally and have fact-checked about this history of the so-called Democratic Party. I have a caller. Let me open your line up, caller. Caller 4110?
Hi, I'm in the chat room. I was just really chiming in. I wanted to wait until you finished talking or whatever before you allowed me to speak my piece. Because I kind of have some things I want to voice. I wanted to voice my opinion on this election as well. But I totally agree with what you're saying. They use us. We are their booty call. And I feel as though the people who represent us, the delegate, the councilmen, the senators, all that represent us on a local level, they should only allow those who live in the neighborhood, those who can relate, those who actually encounter the problems that goes on within the neighborhood. Instead of getting these people who live in the rural areas, have these nice homes, because they're not going to connect with us. They have no problems. They can't relate to us. I mean, they need some real people who can relate.
When do we wake up and do our own little tea party? When do we wake up, you know?
You're right. You're absolutely right. And that was a pivotal moment yesterday. And so many people, I mean, they don't take this serious. I mean, it's not only about our presidential election. This thing that happened last night, for us, like the House and the Senate that's up for grabs, that determines who our next president, who they're going to put in that office. Now that the Republicans had that House, it's really going to be the House alone. And a lot of people don't know the judicial system. They don't know it. They care not to study it.
That's the hype that we're fed. Because you know what, though, sis? You got other nationalities, let's say the Hmongs. You have the Pakistanis, what have you, smaller nationalities. And no matter what, how the election go, they still doing okay. So what's the problem with us? You know
what?
Because we feed on these crumbs, these stories that we keep on buying into, you know? not even about Democrat and Republican, because all you hear them saying the House and the power in the House, they don't say nothing about you and I. So, and the conditions don't do nothing but get worse. And you see the same thing going to the Tea Party. They pulled away and said no. So when do we say no? You know, if we're going to imitate people, because it seems that we always imitate somebody something, why don't we imitate things that uplift them and then see if that works for us? We can do our own party. We can say, not your puppet party. You know, I'm not going to let you pull the strings. You're not going to open my mouth because you want me to say what you want me to say. You know, if you're not representing me, because let's look at it. Like you said, with the voting, you have the electoral process and all this other stuff, but you got 1% of the population controlling the wealth, no matter how this vote goes. We want equality. We want living conditions, you know. We want accountability to the system that's stealing our children, that's violating us. You know, it doesn't feel good to be oppressed at all.
No. I agree.
You know what's going to happen? And people so scared of these Republicans, like here, you hear them talking about Skywalker, it's going to do this and that. No, it's going to be like Tupac said. It's going to be a point where it's going to get so hard you can't do nothing but be a straight soldier for yourself. You're going to have to soldier up, you know.
You're going to have to just be self-sufficient, that's all.
Yeah. Other than that, now hold on to what has been ingrained in them. You know, they're not trying to be nobody else. They're not trying to emulate nobody else. They're sticking with their system. They have a format. They can live together in harmony and peace. But what do? We're more vicious than animals. You know? We got to get it right. You know, and all this Pharaoh let my people go. Pharaoh don't even want you. We're holding on to Pharaoh at the ankle. You know?
Yeah. And I was looking at the guy, Jimmy, who was running for the rent too damn high. And I was saying to myself, this man, I know he will be for the people, but it's too much like right. They're gonna smear that man's name through the mud to discourage the people who really want to invest in this guy and have them as their leader. He should have been the one to run for New York governor, despite he not paying rent. Half our politicians don't pay no goddamn rent. They ain't telling all that. He's a vet. That was old to him. He served to protect our country. There's no reason a damn vet should be running around homeless and hungry and without shelter. So for someone to sit up there and use that as a tactic, oh, he ain't paid rent in years. Come on now. I mean,
it's all of a distraction, you know, and all this other stuff. But you know what? We have got to persevere, and we have got to register this not your puppet party. That's the answer to this Palin Tea Party, because no matter what if we don't like them or whatever else, they getting up and doing it, and they're making an impact. So, and all we can say is Democrats help us. You know, all we can say is, will Obama save us? Obama's trying to save himself right now.
Yeah, he can't. He can only do with so much. If people ain't working together with him, I mean, it was very frustrating that half the people you tried to talk to, are you going to get out and vote? Come on now. Our ancestors died just so we can at least attempt to get out there and vote and have our voice heard.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it's
safe. The fact that we can't live in the past. We can learn from it, but
you
we
sure
have
can?
To be. You know, I went to this forum that they had when they invited the candidate. They didn't invite me till late in the evening thinking I wasn't going to come, and they tried to edit it, and I let people know that I called my opponent out about the money she stole. But I'm looking at some of the people on the panel, and I'm looking at this one lady who ran for office, and she won. But at the same time, she supported a police officer that broke a baby's bone and paralyzed the woman and beat the woman and put a gun to her head. I would never, ever vote for this woman under no circumstance. And that woman that he did that to was my sister. And she, this woman that won, Gwen Moore, is on the board for women's issues, you know? So a lot of them, you know, they play a role in front of the people. But you got some of the phoniest, fakest, full of it politicians in Wisconsin, and particularly in Milwaukee, and in the black community, you know, just to be even more specific. But it's necessary that we form our own party, and that can be on all the ballots, you know, and people have a choice. We need choices. We should no longer accept this. There were so many people that sat home that were so-called Democrats, because they were frustrated. They had no choice. Yet, at the same time, they don't even know they have a choice to exercise and do the same thing.
Yeah, because it's going to affect us the next 2 years and Senate the next 6 years. That's the sad part. But, I mean,
but
we do still have that Senate, but if nothing isn't coming through the House, what the hell is the Senate going to do? A lot of them bills is not going to be beneficial to, the poor people in the working class. It ain't even about Democrat or Republican. It's about the poor and the working class because they are the ones that really need this daggone help right now. And I'm to the point where I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat right now, who is going to help bring these jobs back over to America? That's my main focus.
Independent, but at the same time, we got to realize that we have to take the power back. The power belongs to the people. It's we the people, for the people, by the people. And that's what the Tea Party has shown. Even if people don't agree with the taxes, they're exercising their right. You know, when people say, oh, this person's a flaky, whatever, they're getting results. And while we're just sitting back watching and complaining, and we ain't even trying to get up and say, okay, let's do our own thing. So, you know, I am going to register this Not Your Puppet Party. And it'll be on all 50 states if we can do this. You know, it'll be an actual party like the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, what have you. You know, we have to stand up and make a chance. And take a chance, brother. And with the fact that we got to quit with this color line. So many people are color, but they're not our kind. They play on this color stuff. You know, so many people don't even give a damn about us that look like us. And there's so many people that don't look like us will bend over for us. It's about what's right. And we in some trying times. And you know what? A lot of people go unite and come together and realize that it's far more deeper than this color code, this racial game, and all these things. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm going to run two races at once, and I'm going to, at the same time, I'm going to try to register this Not Your Puppet Party like the Tea Party have done. That's the answer to it. You know, and just show we can't effectuate change. We don't have to sit here and cry because, first of all, they're doing nothing but giving us crumbs. Crumbs, and we keep accepting it. Like we're animals in a zoo. You throw crumbs at the animals in the zoo and you keep them moving. We should say no more. You know? We all should be frustrated because we all live here. And one thing Obama said, this is not a white America, black America, this is America. But at the same time, it's not even America, this is North America. America, the word itself, is not even real. We believe this propaganda. There are three Americas. There's the North, South, and Central America. You know, let's break it down to literal terms. Let's do this. I know everybody is hurting. You know, at the same time, I'm so thankful that so many people care and call me. But, you know, I'm not sad. I'm not crying because I know what needs to be done, and I know how to fight, you know, and I know how to regroup. It is necessary that we be like a bionic machine. We got to do this together because I might have a hand, but I might need your leg. And because I got your leg and you got my hand, we might need a neck. We got to connect, you know. We got to become united.
I so agree. You're right. It's a shame. It's a shame. Like, I was in other people's chat rooms or blog rooms or whatever, and there was some people who ran for councilmans and things of that nature, and they kind of, like, had the same issue you had, as far as, like, they felt as though it was voting fraud. These were people of color.
I'm going to investigate them. See that. Hold on, sis. I got another caller.
Okay.
Caller 585. Let me see if your mic is open. I'm trying to open your mic. Caller 585.
How you doing, Queen?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just want to chime in on, you know, some of the stuff you're talking about, the party. I think that's an excellent idea, and I'm definitely willing to do what I need to do to get you registered in New York State. Me being a
You know, let's gather and do that. We can take the power. What we're going to do is, my Facebook is Aisha Griffin. We can meet on the Facebook. We can do conference calling, and we can get this forum going. Whoever, you know, we can start it here, we can start it there, we can send it around, you know,
awesome.
And do it. It's very easy to do. You know, You know, I even got a military brother that wants to support me, who's been supporting me in the scenes, and, you know, we're talking about getting parties together and what have you. And I'm adamant about we can be the not your puppet party, and that's for those who don't want to be a puppet, don't want streams pulled, you know.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. Yeah, like I said, if you all not going to do it, then we'll elect someone. We can elect someone from our front. We can do that because it might be, in all actuality, Sarah Palin might be running in 2012. You know, and it's not going to be the same dynamic as it was in 2008. Because at the same time, Obama gave the people something. I mean, that was one of the largest turnout ever. Because we thought about change. We've been suffering for so long. And it was a lot of white people that voted him in. And a lot of Latinos, a lot of blacks, a lot of independents. Because we all want peace. We all want to unite. You know, we want harmony. And we felt that would happen. But it's falling short.
But the thing is, people was constantly being manipulated against each other. And, I mean, the electorate don't understand how that dynamic works.
Right.
And it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely is sad. But at the same time, we got to look at the facts. Let's look at these facts. Less than 1% of the population controls 98% of the world. Regardless of how you vote, they never change.
That's the biggest
problem.
Yeah, I agree.
When we gonna get ours? That's why my campaign committee was called the Poor People's Piece of the Pie campaign. They're eating off us. We are, as a people. You don't even hear people campaigning about poor people. You hear the middle class, the working poor. What about the poor?
And we're the backbone of the country. We are the backbone. We the one that do the most daggone work to keep this boat aflowing. People don't realize it. I mean, I get tired of hearing middle class or whatever. What about us poor damn people?
Wow.
You know, what about us?
Yeah.
You know, the people got to work 2 and 3 jobs, 3 and 4 jobs now just to maintain. 2 and 3 jobs, 1 and 2 jobs are obsolete now. You got to work 3 and 4 jobs now just to maintain.
And we
got to
put belief in a hype about so much stuff. I'm going to tell you like this. Now, I respect Obama because he's trying to do things and, you know, he's the first black president. Let's give him his profit where his profit is due. But at the same time, look at that stimulus package. It's supposed to save 3 million jobs, but guess what? 8 million jobs were lost and 22 million jobs were needed. And then the indirect stimulus did not go to public jobs. It went to private contractors. It had nothing in about public employees. Do we want to accept that?
But it's like you said, that 1% controls everything, even Obama. They control Obama, so his hands are tied on certain things. He's only allowed to go so far.
Look at them Social Security work checks that people got cut. That's not a charity. People earn that, you know.
A lot of them
people voted for him. If he would have said that on the campaign trail, they would never voted for him.
Yeah. And I think our political officials should be held accountable. That's goddamn perjury. You lied to us. And if you can't produce, like every other state have at will, we need to get rid of their behinds. If our economy not doing so well, y'all need to cut y'all damn six-figure salaries in half. Y'all cutting everybody else's salary and handing out furloughs. Why can't y'all? Why are y'all exempt?
Definitely.
Yeah, but it's about keeping the public in a slave position. I mean, far as corporate is concerned, they control all of that.
Yeah.
So when you talk about you know,
Milwaukee is the
making people accountable.
Yeah.
You know, they're controlled.
It's the Texas city for so much Wisconsin state. And we're going to change because you know what? It's historic. It's a historic fact that no dynasty has ever reigned forever.
That's a true statement.
China built the Dongqing 210, the killer carrier, this nuclear that so-called America didn't even know was being built. Now it has a computer. You know, no longer do we have the richest person in the world in America.
Yeah.
So Brazil is about to come up. Everybody is progressing. And why are we like a melting pot in a wrong way? I mean, literally melting like in a pot.
going backwards. And Obama said that in his speech today. He spilt his guts in him. They need to work with that man. They need to work with the man, and along with us, we the people, we just need to stand up instead of being so daggone frustrated. And I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. I don't know, did you say your name Aisha or Keisha?
Aisha.
Aisha, because mine's is Isha. Aisha. Something really needs to give. I'm sorry. Because it's getting bad.
But you know, like she said earlier, it is our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, if we force Obama to do what we want him to do, he would have no other choice but to do it. But we
have
to force him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
Not your puppet. You know, that's what we're saying. Not your puppet. The Tea Party didn't run away from the Republicans. They forced their hand.
Right.
You know, and that's what we need to do. If we're going to do something, let's do the right thing. And that's why I'm saying we can do this Not Your Puppet Party. We can have it registered. We can get someone to run. Because in all actuality, who's going to care about us? You know, at the same time, Obama is in Washington, and we're all scattered out. And we can't even get to the federal government sometimes. We can't even get federal help here in Milwaukee. We can barely get state help. You know, we are struggling. We got to do it for ourselves because it's about to go down. You all can Google Rex 84. Look at all that stuff, that civil disobedience where Constitution is invalidated and a number of different things when it's civil disobedience, when it's a war going on in this country.
You're right. They can out and trump all that. They can
Everybody
trump all
is,
that.
Except us. And when I say us, I mean the ones who's believing this hype, who runs with this party, going down this party line. And like, well, my race, they went down the party line, and I think
right.
that my race was just as important because it was specifically for the district. But they got so much hype from this one big party saying, you got to go here, you got to do this and that. But guess what? The Republicans wasn't saying that. The Republicans
were
saying they was allowing the Democrats to put a noose around their own neck. And all was
going on. You know what else happened?
You
know what else happened, Aisha? They was polling some voters here, and a lot of people vote like they vote for the person that they're familiar with. So it's like name recognition. So you know, it's like when they get in the poll, they vote for the person that's been already, you know, in office.
You got a point, and it's a psychological psychological game, and when you see a poll, you most the average person going to think consciously whatever side is winning, that's the side they want to be on, instead of weathering the daggone storm or
it's the name that you hear the most.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get in there, you see it. Then you start.
But you hear what I read earlier about the electoral fraud. You see that? They got everybody running in for something, and then all they do is split up the votes in their own race, and it's like people don't realize that. So why you think you run against a Republican and a Democrat, then you got people on your same ballot, maybe independent or whatever, and you not even knowing that they're destroying your ballot because we're so hyped up about the Republican, and you're not looking at the little races that look little but has a big impact as well. Because when you go to that, the legislator, they need them assembly person. My opponent, she stole money before. She was involved in scandals and, you know, fell asleep during voting deliberations. This is the same thing that's going to happen in Madison. But when the people get tired, the people going to get tired. But at the same time, she didn't win the race fair and square. She was just shooed in. But because
that's always the case.
Yeah,
because they play the game of straight party. Now what are you getting? You got a straight party. Your party didn't win.
And remember, I remember talking to you. I think it was like May or June when you was like, I remember you was running for it. And you was like so pumped. And I think you probably, your voice was a threat. Your voice was really a threat to them because you're very outspoken. And I remember you when you was running. You was, like, going off. I was like, and everything you was feeling, I was feeling at that very moment myself. You know, it's favoritism, I mean, and it's all
it
who you know.
Yeah, it is a threat to the status quo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
while that race is running, them powers that be knew good and well if I got it on there, they got a problem. So
yeah,
all
right.
It was that the turnout was like an intimidation result.
Yeah.
So, trying to get the people intimidated about making them believe that one person was over another, but the people spoke. They didn't vote for her. She wouldn't even get that much support. That was a straight party shoot. So that's what I'm saying about maybe exercising the option for the recall or whatever. But at the same time, I'm going beyond that. I'm going to parties at once to show people the power that we do have. No matter, it's not going to be a walk in the park, but it's possible to do this. We have to get up and make, and we have to force the issues. And we
can. Do you know Jimmy McMillan got 40,000 votes?
Mm-hmm. It looked like it should have been more than that. This man, he would have been for the people.
It probably was.
He was for the people. I mean, the stuff, I went on his website and looked at his financial plan and all that. That is what the poor people need. I mean it should
point.
Be
he's
a cap over it. He was
he's
on point. He served our country and everything.
Yep.
And the Wall Street, here it is, Wall Street, and I got a copy. Hours before the election, they predicted our numbers, and they had us at a tie.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now, all of a sudden, Wall Street is wrong. That's what goes on behind the scenes. And like I said, our numbers were the last. Our numbers didn't come in for an hour and a half. It wasn't even
I
torn
away. I wouldn't be surprised some corruption was going on.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
And we're going to expose their hands, you know? That lady was too comfortable. And like I told my friend today, it was so funny that I was in a grocery store with my children, and here it is, I'm turning this aisle, and there go my opponent right there. She kind of jumped,
wow.
But she shocked to see me. We didn't say anything to each other. But
wow.
It shows in the face. But that's no coincidence. Let me open my line. 414. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Quinn, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just a little tired. You know, I've been tuning. I can't get in. I was trying to get into the show on the computer, and I got to, damn, man, I ain't going to even go into that shit. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm just going to say this, is that, you know, politics ain't nothing but a motherfucking game. That's just the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
If you go get in it, then you got to know how to play.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason that Cos won is because the people who are very immature when it comes to politics is they voted straight ticket. Democratic,
right.
She got in by a fucking fluke, okay? Because they voted straight ticket. Democratic ticket. You know, even though the Democrats still didn't, you know, win like they wanted to, but the fact of the matter is she got enough votes to get in. And like Aisha was saying, you know, she ain't did shit, because I'm right here on the ground. She ain't did shit. You know what I'm saying? Even all through the campaign, she ain't offered no solutions, no plans, no nothing. Just talking that shit about she running on her legacy, you know, which is a family fucking name. And like Aisha had said at this forum that we had, you know, you got to come with more than that. You know what I mean? This ain't no kingdom, queendom, where you inherit some shit. You know, I mean, I am so disgusted. You know, and I'm going to tell you something, though. This is what I'm going to say. And see, Aisha done changed the whole game in politics, because even though she got a certain smaller percent of the vote, what she proves is that, see, all this game about having money to run for a campaign and all that shit, that's some bullshit.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what Jimmy was saying.
Exactly. This young woman's out here on the ground talking to the people, going here and there on the fucking bus in a cab.
That's how you do it.
You know what I'm saying? On the ground. This other broad ain't did shit. Ain't came out and talked to no damn body. Ain't did nothing. You know,
don't
I am so disgusted. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That I don't know what to do. But like I told Aisha,
people still got their wool over their eyes. They don't even see the reality that they're about to face.
Right.
And
you know,
they're going to see the shit.
You know, they walking around with their eyes wide shut. But like I told them, this young woman is a force to be reckoned with, goddamn.
You know what I'm saying?
They ain't seen shit yet. You know what I mean? Because it's a whole new day. You know, she may get in for the next 2 years or whatever. You know, people going to see that she ain't never done shit. She ain't going to never do shit. And people will be able to see it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just the way it is. But like I say, Milwaukee, and I don't know how it is anywhere else, but Milwaukee is a very immature place when it comes to politics.
Right.
And they're family loyal. You know
Milwaukee
what I'm saying? But you know, Milwaukee is, I don't know. See, New York is kind of big. Milwaukee is kind of small. You know what I'm saying? It's smaller. It's bigger than I thought it was, but small still just the same. And they're very immature here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as far as the game of politics, you know, black people should run politics here. You know what I'm saying?
You got the same thing here in New York.
Same here in Maryland as well. Like, some people just don't want to, they don't want to be educated on the importance of politics.
Everywhere. See, that we got the same problem, same issues. We need to galvanize.
But see,
you got people telling people that the vote don't mean nothing, that they shouldn't vote, and all that kind of shit. Well, yeah, if y'all don't come out and do it, damn it. You know what I'm saying? If black people, I'm talking about just black, because that's all I'm concerned about right now. But if black people as a whole took this political game seriously, they could upset some shit. Do you know black people get reparations? Do you know that?
We could, but we ain't
pushing themselves in political shit. It's just unbelievable, y'all.
It's
unbelievable.
It's got to be done as a collective. See, and we don't get that.
Right. We don't do that because, you know, I've come to the reality that all that kumbaya collective unity shit just ain't going to happen.
Right.
You know, we could talk it. I mean, we should never stop talking it up. But the reality of it is, and I've been on the ground for 57 years, you know, and I've been in the Black Panther Party and all that other kind of shit, doing all them damn movements. It's the same old shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got to keep on keeping on, keep on doing what we know is the right thing to do, even though, you know, I don't know. I'm just so fed up with things right now, y'all.
I feel you. I'm just fed up.
And it's like the conscious community is catching a rat for the ones that are asleep.
I mean, we're trying to wake them up. Conscious my ass. Ain't no conscious community out here. You know, I'm telling you, the few people who show some concern
are the ones catching the rat.
Right, concern, not conscious, because
yeah,
them conscious motherfuckers is making me sick too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the conscious community, they falling off. You know?
Yeah, they for themselves, man. Like I said, it depends on what you mean by conscious, because some people conscious about what they eat, some people conscious about how they get their hair. You know
we
what
talking
I'm saying?
About
so,
the people who are concerned, and maybe I should rephrase that, but me, you, and the brother in.
As a whole, we are unconscious, you know.
Right. and see, the other thing that pisses me off when you got a real leader like Aisha and Jimmy.
Yeah.
We listen to the media, and then we turn away from these people. And
right.
I mean, I see it all over here. It's like even in New York State, they took Aisha as a joke, and it pisses me off. And Jimmy, too. They take him as a joke. Like,
yeah, Jimmy, shoot. He would have helped the people. He would have helped. He knew what it was like.
And Jimmy is paying rent. I mean, just set the record straight. Jimmy pays rent for his son because his son's going to college.
But
nobody's talking about that. And his landlord was so fascinated with his move. He didn't charge Jimmy rent. That's how that went.
But he doing her home improvements for the apartment complex. They ain't mentioning that neither.
No, they ain't mentioning that
for a favor.
Right. Because they want to make a joke out of people like this.
Right. But see, that's how the game go.
Right.
You know,
they know these people can really affect real change.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
these are
the
voices of the people, you know?
Right. Exactly. You
know, but that's
okay. People got to stop falling for
that. They
ain't
going to get away with it. They
like Aisha was saying, you know, they don't never put that facts website on the media, so you'll know what the actual candidates are really about. They won't even put that up. Now, a lot of people don't even know about that site, how you to know the actual facts or what their beliefs and all that, and why these people are running for a political office.
Right. What site
you
is
know?
That? What site is that? What site?
I think it's called facts.com. Facts.com is one of them. Facts.com. Each candidate, you can actually see their track record, what they really did and what they didn't do. You can actually check that out. And the media will not post that up.
Wow.
Oh, there's a reason for that. Well, I mean, the media is controlled, too. So.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Well, the people who do the research, the real ones, know who control the media. And like you said, the top 1% who control the media.
Right. Right. But see, they wouldn't have no control if the people, you know, because government is the people are the damn government. These are the people who work for you. You know, and I'm so tired of them treating these people like they celebrities and gods and all that kind of shit. And these are our damn employees. It's unbelievable.
And that's what I respect Aisha for, so much for her, you know, her campaigning. She said all the time that she's a servant. She's a public servant.
Right, right.
And you can do nothing but commend people like that.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it's just disgusting. You know, if it weren't for Aisha, I wouldn't even be following no politics. Because it's disgusting.
Oh, who
you know what I'm saying? It's disgusting. It just makes me sick. You know, but I tell you what, this time, though, I'm thinking about, you know, since you gave me that website, we're going to keep a report card on these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we really need to know what they voting on up there, what bills they're sponsoring, whose bills they signing on to,
how much money they
bills
getting from what corporation.
Exactly.
You can go on to your General Assembly every day. Every day they have a meeting. You can go on your local General Assembly, and they'll tell you who signed what, when the next meeting and all that.
Right.
See, the average citizen don't even
take that
into consideration.
You know what, though? When you go to their website, I'm going to tell you this, and this is real talk. That shit is so damn confusing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you click on it, you have to really, really be intent. Because the average person don't have a whole lot of time to swim through that mess.
It's like
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
and
like
it's done that? Yep, it's by design. That's by design.
Yep.
But, you know, we got to do it. We got to do it so we can expose these wizards, man.
That's right. That's what it is.
They playing games. They playing games with our lives out here.
And that's why, I mean, me personally, I feel as though if I'm paying my state and federal taxes, why the hell
can't I,
a U.S. working citizen, get an increased cost of living like these motherfuckers? They got six figures.
Why can't I get that?
Or whenever I need help or need some type of goddamn donations, I'm a state resident, you going to tell me you're not a part of this district or whatever. Motherfucker, I'm a goddamn state resident. That's all shit matter. The game and the rules changed once we got hip to it and we started getting involved with this shit and all that.
And start looking at it as we're the employee. We're the employer.
Right.
You work for us.
Mm-hmm. And you work for us. That's how we have to look at them.
Exactly.
But we look at these people like they're celebrities or something.
Huh? And you're right.
And we
got to
make appointments, and they got to find time for us. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
You know, it's ridiculous. It's enough to make you sick.
See, that's what happens in a dumbed down society.
You're right.
Where you know the television. Is everything.
Yeah, tell everything, right.
It's crazy.
Right. It's crazy.
You program, you know, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
With garbage.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's why you got to turn that box off.
That's done by design, you know, to keep you dumbed down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. This one chick was like, "I'm not voting. Don't ask me why." I'm like, "Girl, oh my goodness."
Yeah.
And then, like I was telling Aisha, we shouldn't only be interested in the presidential election. We need to be concerned with these midterms and all these other elections that's going on
right,
throughout the country.
Right, that's what affects you. What affects
yep.
you is your local politics. It's local.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's local.
Yep.
You know,
that's
what people don't get. Exactly. It's close and personal. You can go knock on these mofos' door.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You know where they live at. They close. You can't catch no plane and go to the White House.
They live in the same town you do.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, you can organize a protest in front of their houses.
In front of their house. That's right.
You know, shit. It's crazy.
Yes,
it's crazy. But Aisha ran a stellar campaign. I mean,
yes,
the
girl
wouldn't even
class.
Debate her. She
class.
Wouldn't even debate her.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't want to. Anybody who's threatening, like you said, they're gonna smear them under the rug, or they gonna toss that individual to the side and just like you
right.
said, put that other one in. Cause I had another young guy, Perry. I don't know if you know him. This man had all the credentials in the world, and some damn teabagger had won a damn customer service rap or some shit like that. Super. Religious person or whatever kicked his behind. He only had like 500 votes, and this man was involved with the community and everything. But see, what it is, the fact that this man went was protesting against the electoral officials and all that, it's like they basically sabotaged his campaign.
That, that's part of it.
I forgot what
it.
State he was in.
That,
I don't
that's
know
part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of it, like Aisha was saying, the people that Aisha represents, they don't vote. That's
right,
the other problem.
Right.
The ones that do vote, they go party line. But the majority of them don't vote at all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the key is getting them excited about it. You know, because I think a lot of them who didn't vote voted for Barack Obama if they voted for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, they all came out in droves just to have a black president.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah, because
you heard
of people saying that I never voted in my life. I mean, older.
Right. You sure did. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. Aisha was confronted by one of the state senators. Now, and this is key what she told Aisha. I thought about it after Aisha told me about it. She run up in Aisha's face and said, "You need some training. You need training."
Uh-huh.
See, you train seals and dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
what they say in Aisha is, if you're going to be in this, you got to step in line. You need to be trained
right. yep.
in order to be part of this shit. You know what I mean?
You got to be one of the family. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yep.
exactly.
You ain't a part of their little organization, their little secret society or whatever. You ain't getting
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You ain't getting it. Because you were in
the right, you got to be part of the 502 club. You know, you got to
exactly.
be sitting on bars in the evening time drinking your life away
right.
while
you
voting on shit that don't have nothing to do with your community.
And doing secret oaths. Stuff like that.
Exactly. Rituals and shit.
I ain't cut for that cloth, though.
Oh,
right,
this
exactly.
was off the chain the other month. She was like calling people punk asses, bitch ass. Month she was going off. She was dying last. You was going off that month. I was pissed because I was looking for you like, damn, angry black woman. When you going to do another show?
That's a real soldier right there. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She was like, "I ain't going down there in no motherfucking suit. I went down there the way I am. God damn it."
we get people like Issa like once every like 40 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Very rare. Rare.
Very rare. Her and Jimmy. Very, very rare.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they
Jimmy,
that
Jimmy running in New York?
Yeah, he ran in New York. Yep.
He ran,
okay.
but he ain't make it. I looked
and
online.
I
was pissed.
I mean, Jimmy got it on lock so much. We got these this white radio show, they had him call in like many a times.
Mm-hmm.
They just gave him the forum. They even they were supporting him.
Wow.
But you know, I think the question is, okay, if this top 1% is so damn powerful, you know, because we always talk about the 1%, the 1%,
right.
the 1%,
right.
you know, they ain't God. You
well,
know,
they
only
God,
there because we let them there.
They
only there because
we
allow it.
But see, they ain't God, but they're crafty. They know how to manipulate
mm-hmm.
the masses.
Well, okay, then, so if they're so good at manipulation, then what the fuck we going to do about it? You know what I mean? If they so tough and so bad.
We need to get up on our game and stop trying to, like Aisha said, stop trying to be somebody else. Be us.
Right.
Do us.
Right. I agree
but
with
you can't,
that.
But you can't do that if you're constantly following, you know, the status quo. Or
right.
people that don't look like you or don't have your best intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But see, you know what? Another thing is that we so damn greedy for money. That's how they buy niggas off all the time.
Oh, yeah.
To sell other niggas out. You know, they've been doing that since we came over from Africa.
Right.
Motherfucking
mm-hmm.
black folk selling black folk out. You know,
yeah,
100.
See, and that's because it took us so long to get what they had, and we wanted it so bad, and then when they finally let us in the door, you know, we'll sell our soul just to have
right.
that and keep it.
Right, and see, that's white values. See, that's part,
yep.
we part of their culture. We don't have our
right.
own culture because
right.
we value the shit that they value. If we didn't value
right.
their shit, then they couldn't do shit with us.
It wouldn't mean nothing, that's right.
It wouldn't mean nothing, right.
We are their biggest consumers, and
right.
if we stop supporting them, like you said, it will crumble. We
it
are the
would.
Number one consumer of damn alcohol.
That's right.
It's a damn shame when we need a United Negro College donation.
Like
they giving us pennies
just like,
on the
just
dime.
Just say it like this. You name it. You name it, and we support it more.
Right.
Anything.
Right.
Biggest consumers
it's so
of everything.
I mean, that's why I don't want to be bothered with this shit, because it's depressing. It's depressing. It depresses me. You know, it depresses me, because the power is in our hands, and, you know, one or two people knowing that don't do that shit no damn. That don't mean shit.
It ain't
you
know
what
the power.
But you know what?
That's
just like raising a lion among cats.
Mm-hmm.
Cat, the lion is going to grow up thinking he's a cat, so he's going to be acting like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Until he realizes he's a lion, that's the only way he's going to, you know, control his domain.
Yep.
Right.
And that's where we at. You know, we don't realize, you know, what we're capable of doing. Because we've been raised by somebody else.
Because everybody's doing it. Everybody's getting up and getting ready. When do we get up and quit playing the hype and believe in the hype that it's about a color? It's really not about a color. It's about the kind, the humanity.
That's
kind.
Right. That's so, right.
Yep.
Hmm.
Well, you
and
saw
we
that with the election
right.
of Obama. You know, you
mm-hmm.
saw that with Obama being elected.
Obama didn't even do that. Obama reached out to United people when he was, you know, he didn't play that, you know, a race car, but that's how he got everybody. Saying what everybody really wants.
That's
you know,
what I'm saying.
Whether it happened or not, we believe in a dream, an audacity of hope. And that
yeah.
audacity, you know, we gotta remember that we gotta keep on going even when others don't. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Got to.
Right.
Man, y'all knock yourself out. I'm trying to get some rest and some peace around here. Fuck it. I'm tired. I'm gonna let you young people handle that. I'm tired. On the real. I mean, on the real dip. I'm just tired.
And the young people supposed to pick up the mantle.
You know, because I keep seeing the shit. You know, I've been seeing this shit for years.
Right.
You know, and it disgusts you. It disgusts you to the point where, you know, you listen to these young people and their only focus is they want a Lexus, they want this,
right.
they want all this material
yep.
shit.
Yep.
You
the
know
first
what I'm saying?
A1s have come out, and Jordans. And
exactly. You know, I mean, that's their value system. That's what they want.
Because that's being pumped into them 24/7 through the, you know, through the TV
mm-hmm.
and pop culture.
Yeah, you know, and that's what sheeple is all about. But you know what, though? I look at poor white people, they got the same fucking aspirations and the same value system. You know, they want all of that stuff. I mean, it's the same. It's
that's
a mentality, right? It's a mentality of I wouldn't say so much poor people, because middle class people have the same aspirations. I mean, everybody has the aspirations for these material things that really don't mean a damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
No.
These are they're trying to buy happiness. You can't buy happiness. You know, you get that shit, and then next thing you know, you got to get the upgrade. You got to get the upgrade.
Right.
You got to get the upgrade.
See that? But see that? That's corporate greed. That's what I'm talking about. That's corporate greed. They pump that through the television, you know, for you to go out and get that. That keeps them rich. In fact.
Wow.
You know, they don't have they can't stay at a certain position unless they have consumers. The way you get consumers, you pump that. You pump that continual 24/7.
Right, man. You know, I think the saddest part is watching this shit, you know, and seeing what's going on, knowing what's going on.
Well, that's the hardest part.
That's the hardest part. And you know where the power lies, right? You know where it is, right?
Exactly.
And you try to convince other motherfuckers, and they don't want to hear it. They ain't with that.
Because the other people looking at the snapshot, but you seeing the motion picture, and it's
exactly.
like it's killing you inside.
Absolutely. It's just
then,
you know, I mean, it's heartbreaking.
When you see people, and then when you see people like Aisha that can, you know, they can break that up.
Right.
People just go for the garbage. It's nuts.
Right. You know, I mean, it's just crazy.
I just wanted to come. I wanted to come. I swear to God, I wanted to come to that state and whoop everybody. Just beat them for not voting for the system. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
the people didn't come out and vote. That was the whole thing. They didn't come out and vote.
That's what I said. Right.
Set their asses in the house. See, these niggas want you to come, bring them a bus, help them out to the bus. Put them on the bus, take them to the polls, feed them, put them back on the bus, take them home. See, that's what they want.
Grown-ass children. And then when they get hit with this reality and this wrath, they're going to be like, damn, I should have voted. And they'd be the main one up there complaining.
You should have voted.
It's going to be too late.
You should have voted, and we wouldn't be in this situation we in right now. Because y'all ain't thinking about a damn presidential election. See, I ain't know nothing about this when I was younger. I ain't know the importance of the midterm, and I thought it was just only about the presidential.
We're not taught that. You know?
We're not taught that. But it's serious. This shit is real, I'm telling you. And it's really going to be the party, you know, now that the Republicans are in that house right now. You better get that veto pen ready.
Okay.
I'm definitely, and you know what? I'm not even the type that like getting into politics, but I'm definitely down with that no puppet party.
I am too.
The puppet party.
No puppet party. We need that.
The no puppet party, right?
No puppet party.
No puppet party. Not your puppet party.
Yep.
Right.
Somebody who can relate to the daggone everyday citizen.
Right. But you gotta galvanize the everyday citizen. Like I said, when people are used to, you know, to being, like I said, you know, you gotta damn near pick them up, feed them, put them, I mean, and the majority of independents don't have those type of resources. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To go by and pick people up and take them to the polls and bring them home and all that kind of, look here, when they're all people, let me tell y'all, in Milwaukee, you could have voted last week. You could have mailed your damn ballot in.
Wow.
But that's the thing. You came in late. It's also when you mail your ballot in, it's subject to proxy fraud.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so it's just to go in. But see, the same people that can get up and take you to polls, they don't get up and take you to the job or to the, get some food and stuff. They can come together for this, but we got to do the not your puppet party and demand what we want and how to do it. We don't just want a ride here and there. Ride and get a ride for everybody when there's something going on. Have a car for the people that's able to do something, who can't do something. All this, you know, linking together on election day, all of a sudden is you need a ride. We go back and forth and back and forth. Why are we not galvanizing on a daily basis?
Right.
Because people, it's time consuming, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's time consuming. Motherfuckers work. I know I do 8 hours a day.
Well, I do like, I
might yeah, but food. Even with you doing your work, I'm saying that they come out and tell you, I'll take you off from your job, I'll do this and that. Why don't they come to your job and bring you your food or just be humane every day?
Because like
that's
you were saying earlier, we're a booty call when it comes to election. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. People ain't like that. That's
right.
Not human nature. You
right.
See what
that's
I'm saying?
That's the game played on us.
Yep, that's it.
You know,
and
it's not human nature.
I think
see,
we start
human beings don't have the empathetic spirit that they should have.
Mm-hmm.
They preach about it in the Bible. They talk about it in the church. But people really don't have empathy for one another. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the bottom line. You live in a society that has no empathy. Anytime a society of people will enslave another human being, black, white, purple, or green, they don't have empathy. You see what I'm saying? The human being lacks empathy for the most part, and it is the least empathetic that controls everything.
See where Aisha is coming from. I think I know where Aisha is coming from. you suddenly get empathy, you know, during election time, but no other time.
Yeah, and
that's
when messed
they need
up. If we start addressing them and telling them why the hell you only coming in our neighborhood during election, they should change that daggone game up, and they wouldn't take us as a joke.
They're not displaying empathy. They're using you. So even though they come get you at election time, that ain't empathy. They're using your ass. You know what I'm saying?
We're getting that special treatment on first day, but there are people doing it on a daily basis. We're not demanding that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't be the puppet, not your puppet party.
I'm not joining no motherfucking party. I'm not doing shit.
And see the other problem. The other problem that I have with people, you know, okay, when we do register this, no puppet party, how do we get people to not buy into the negativity as far as Aisha?
Well, see, the thing about that is that's looking the same thing with the Tea Party. There were so many people who procrastinate. But we want the people who really want to do it. The not your puppet party, and it's going to be a real party, and you want to have your offices or what have you. You know, and it's a real party where we can run and ask for our demands or different things of nature, be the same, be decision makers, not just a recipient. You know?
Right.
So it's about those who are like-minded. Want to do that. We don't come together. We're always divided.
Yep. That's the problem. And a lot of times we're divided. We buy into the media.
Yeah. We can make a new beginning. We can turn things around. We can't stop everything, but we can make a new beginning. That's possible, and it needs to start sooner than later.
Got that right.
You know, even myself running this race, I'm past that now. I don't, you know, don't want to look back. You know, it's not for me to look back. I learn from it and I move forward.
You grow bigger. The more you learn, the bigger you get.
You know, we got to do this because everybody is preparing for something, and everybody knows something's going to change, but we keep on depending on people who are not dependent upon us, who don't need us. You know, look at the article. It said the Democrats to the rescue again. The same people that are ignored are the same ones that they come to when last minute gets, you know, the booty
right.
call, the
right.
one night stand.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And booty call.
Dang on shame.
Every election is the same thing.
No. Hit it and quit it.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah, but good luck with the what kind of party is it y'all trying to do? The no puppet party. Well, good luck with the no puppet party.
Yeah.
Good luck with the no puppet party.
PPP.
NPP, no puppet party.
Not your puppet party.
Not your puppet party. NYP. Well, anyway, you can figure out the macronyms.
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't want to put no bad vibes on the shit. So I'm not going to say shit. But.
I feel where you're coming from. More power to you.
That's all I can say is more power to you. But, you know, my energy is not going to be in that direction directly. I'm just going to say directly. But I'll do what I can. I'm not going to say I'm not going to do nothing. But I'm not
right.
going to, you know, I know the amount of what I can do, and I'm going to do what I can do, but... You know, my faith ain't in parties and groups and all that shit anymore. I mean, it's just not, you know. It's just not. You know, I done been in all of them groups. All of them. I'm you know, all of them. And niggas have proved to be niggas at the end of the day.
You've seen a lot.
So, you know, I'm a committee of one, actually.
So,
you know, but like I said, if you need me
to
do something, I'll do it. But, you know, I'm not going to, you know, idealize that and commit my whole being to it because I just done quit joining shit. That's just all how it is with me, you know. But for young people, I say go for it because you got the energy and you got the fucking time. You know, you
right.
got the energy and the time. So
and
go
the
for it.
And the knowledge,
right.
So sister is very knowledgeable about the
You know, and as
process.
An older person, I back your ass up as an older voice. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't getting ready to march no motherfucking where. I'm not getting ready to get on no goddamn bus and ride no damn where. I'm not getting ready to do that. Okay?
Yes.
You don't pay your dues.
Tell me about it, huh?
We tired of talking. We have to take action like everybody else is taking action.
That's
when
right.
old
take
people are tired of running. You know, then somebody needs to pick somebody up and carry them or be the legs that's weary. You know, we got to be beyond the hype. And those who don't want to fight, then sit down and take your breath. And when you're tired of fighting, take a breath. But it's like a Jack Johnson fight. Everybody is doing something. And this Democratic race, this Democratic Party has did nothing but fail the people and believe
that's
the
right.
hype. And, you know, and when do you want to stop getting kicked so many times in your butt because it's so numb now? You don't even know it's hurting, you know?
That's right.
That's what it is, yep. You don't even know you're getting kicked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, are you getting kicked and you saying, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. That's a shame.
They said, well, the Novocaine just relaxes you for the pain that's coming,
yeah.
you know? We want to believe so deal. You hear the same stories coming in and out. When I was at that forum and they had some candidates there, I didn't know if I wanted to be a candidate or a constituent. I wanted to get in line and ask questions myself. Because people ain't even see these people no more.
Wow.
Right. You sure don't. You only see them at election time.
Oh, yeah.
And when you try to call them, you can't even see them.
That's what I said about effective change. I'm amongst the people.
I'm here on the same
buses. I'm out here doing the same struggles, and I'm identifying with the people, you know, and I'm giving the people the option. I told them like this, you elect me every 6 months, my performance. If it falls under D, you can remove me without a recall or re-election. Cameras in the office my whole tenure, so you see the job I'm doing. My opponent offered nothing. They crooked
and And that should be the norm right there. That should be the norm.
Right. A short-term solution to the long-term problems in the district.
But Aisha said that shit about cameras. That shit got, they got silent.
They got that constitutional, for that law, that privacy, violation of privacy up in there.
Mm-hmm. But now, I'm talking about the office, though. The office belongs to the people. They're putting cameras
right
in the street, in the city. The street's watching us. You should have cameras
right
watching your politicians,
right,
or so-called politicians, or public officials.
I agree.
Now, see, if I wasn't a voter and I heard Aisha say that, That would have been enough right there.
And we need
that
would have
been enough. Would that have been enough?
You're right. And we need to see what they doing with our taxpayer dollars. Like, they be going on them fancy trips and all that. All that money some of them crooked politicians are using is not going toward that campaign.
26% of their fringe income is off the taxpayer money straight forward. And then guess how many times they met? They met 36 times last year. Like I told Queen, if the average worker went to work 36 times in 365 days a year,
they'd be fired.
Wouldn't have a job. That's right. Wouldn't have a job or a paycheck.
And get paid six figures a year. Got the shortest.
To the people, no accountability. They don't have no penalty if they don't even vote on the bill. And there's no mandated time for them to be there. You know, so this is the game that's being played. Milking off the people. When you got somebody that want to hold the government accountable, then that's the game that's being played. You know, do you really want change? And what kind of change do you want? Because there's going to be change, and it's not always for the better. But then there's
right.
And then most of the bills they sign or vote on, they don't even know what's in there.
That's right.
They sure don't.
Don't take the time to read through it, you know?
That's right. But
that's
you got to them interest groups that will read that whole thing and point out something.
That's right. That's right.
They had it in there. I read a book 10 times and say over and over. And all that I get is get an understanding. Reading is fundamental. But you
that's
know,
right. It sure is.
It's sad. It really is sad that it's being done in our face so blatantly.
Right.
And
right.
Adults. You know, we're failing our children, and we allow this to be like this.
Yep.
That's true. That is so true. That
you know,
is so
like
true.
Like the rapper said, that's why the youth don't respect the elderly, because they already engaging in battle, you know, and they getting killed out here.
Yep.
Well,
it's
that ain't
war,
no
yeah.
reason to disrespect elder people.
I mean, respect the elderly as far as listening to them. Following their ways.
They ain't got shit to tell them. The elders don't have nothing to really tell the youth, to show them. When you grown, they ain't youth no more. First of all, they're not youth anymore. They're grown people. So when you're grown, you got to follow your own path. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying the youth, the young ones coming up, who's always trying to follow their own way. We ain't got nothing to give them. We got excuses.
Why?
You know, and all they see is we don't even have it together. So why should they follow us? They coming up with their own stuff. They make their own language, their new beginning, their own little hip hop, and we don't understand it. That's what all generations did,
Aisha. That ain't new. All generations did that.
Hey, but the point
all
is,
of them
we're
did
selling.
That.
We're selling. We have no solution. We keep on doing it. It's a repeating pattern. When do we break
right.
the chain?
Yeah, that's the question. When do we break the chain? Because, like, you know, I just did a series of videos. I'm not taking the fucking blame for what's going on right now. I'm not going to do it. Because every generation is responsible for its shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this generation is responsible for the change. Make the fucking change. That's just how I'm looking at it. Make the change.
You know, Obama done got this statement called changing the guards. Now they got to guard the change. Why wasn't it guarded before? You know, all this good talk. I mean, what's going on? You know, it doesn't make sense. Now we want to guard the change. Why wasn't it being guarded before the election even came through?
Right.
In the Senate and the House that it had to get to this point.
That's
this
cool.
Is game. I mean, this is game, man. This is game they playing. You know, all them flowery words and shit that I hear Obama saying, and this is, the whole thing is game. Until we understand how the game goes, the game of politics, and the game of politics is they play the people against one another, the Republican Party against the Democratic Party. You know, the votes is what really, the people's votes is what really counts in this game. You see what I'm saying? But you got to understand that they control, they make the machines that you vote with.
Yep.
You
don't
even
get a damn paper trail when you leave the damn place.
They have some going around telling people how to ignore your constituents.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. What?
Always cheating. Got to be some cheaters.
How to ignore your constituents?
Yeah.
Man, that's,
I mean,
that's
that's what I'm saying.
That's one of the reasons why I
feel like
people ain't show up.
That's why we need to branch out. See, people are upset with the Tea Party. I applaud them. I don't agree with their philosophy or whatever else. But anybody that's exercising, when they say take the Constitution back, that's literally what they're doing. The Constitution says when the government fails you, you got a right to create your own, and that's what they're doing. They're branching out.
But see, our kids are not taught that in school. But that's what the Constitution. No,
but see, at the same time, we have to keep teaching our children before they hit the school and after school.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? When we learn that, because most adults don't even know what the Constitution stands for.
And that's sad. You're never too old to learn.
It's things about the Constitution that I learned through Aisha, through you. So,
really?
You know,
well, that means a lot to me. I didn't even know that. But, you know, each one teach one. You know?
That's right.
Definitely. One teach one. You know, but where much is given, much is required. That's what I said on that show with this man. Told somebody, well, that's Aisha. She can't be God. But at the same time, if I know something, it's for me to tell you. It's not about being God. Because you know what? If they say God helps those who help themselves, we got to get up and do something.
That's right. But see, that's what I'm saying. It has a lot to do with, you know, our education, too, about the political process.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. But guess what? Those who control the education also control the mind. We can't just send our children to, no matter what, it's private, public, whatever. You have to still understand what's being indoctrinated in your child.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You know, you really are the first teacher. Because, you know, your children come home, you got to be able to contradict some of that stuff sometimes. Say, hey, hold on. You know, and it goes further than what they're taught. And at the same time, you have to be able to learn with your children.
It's a deprogramming, you know, process.
Right.
A lot of times, you know, the kids are programmed. You got to find out what they're learning and then deprogram them.
Right.
Right.
Well, I got 5 more minutes in the show. I just want to thank everybody for coming, and I just want to say I thank everybody for supporting me. I'm not sad at all. I'm sad for those who don't know what's really going on, because I'm aware, and I truly am concerned, and I truly care, you know. And who's going to dare to do that? We don't really know what's going on. We getting scared, or some people getting scared because the Republicans and Democrats, believe me, they're all together at the end of the day. Create your own party. Create your own way. Because, you know, that's just for control of the government. It ain't saying nothing about the benefit of the people. They're just using you as a pawn.
Right.
If you want to be free, you got to save yourself. So I'm going to end the show with this song again. Can't trust it. Don't believe the hype. Let's get it right. We're going to do our own party, not your puppet party. We'll have it registered, or that's our goal, and we're the answer. We're response to the Tea Party. And we tell the Democrats, no, we're not going to be, you know, swinging on the strings and letting you control how I move and how I feel. You know, we can make the way. So I appreciate everybody. I'm going to play this song, and I'll see you all again when something makes me angry.
thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, take care.
All right, goodbye.
That's why we can't bang it. Beware of the hand when it's coming from the left side of the trip. Just watch it, step.